Public meetings are public, except when they're not. With less than half of New Mexico's 30-day legislative session remaining, last week, public business was briefly upstaged by an unnecessary scrap with a journalist. Rachel Knapp of KRQE-TV was covering a Senate Conservation Committee meeting at the Roundhouse in Santa Fe when the vice chair, State Senator Antoinette Cedillo Lopez of Albuquerque, asked Knapp if she had sought permission in advance to film the meeting. Now, a sign posted outside the room stated that citizens needed permission to record meetings, but they made an exception for news organizations. The sign was subsequently removed, Knapp reported. The legislature, we should note, was broadcasting the meeting live with its own cameras. However, State Senator Pat Woods, who was on the committee, protested the presence of Knapp's camera. His objection was that her footage could be spliced and edited to be used against someone, as he put it, and suggested that lawmakers might be less candid in their deliberations over the hazardous waste bill that was on the agenda. The presumption was that a professional journalist might not be trusted to record and report about public business, and that elected lawmakers might not be totally truthful in their public deliberations if reporters were present. Well, splicing and editing are part of a reporter's job, of course, which is to present complex matters of policy and law in a way that's digestible for readers and viewers, along with relevant context. This independent storytelling is a service that a plain webcast or document can't offer, and yet in our time, public trust in that service and in the expertise and standards of journalism are pretty low. Under Senate rules in the Open Meetings Act, the committee was permitted to set the restriction, but senators did not stop at turning Knapp's camera off. After a brief exchange, Cedillo Lopez asked Knapp to leave the room altogether. So this reporter was not only prevented from doing her job, she was deprived of her right as a member of the public and as a constituent even to watch her own legislators conduct a public meeting. For that, Knapp deserves a prominent apology. Now, one solution is simple and was actually introduced before the incident occurred. In January, State Senator Jeff Steinborn from here in Las Cruces introduced a resolution amending the Senate rules to permit photography, video, and audio recordings of committee meetings as a right of the citizenry. That resolution passed the Senate Rules Committee on Wednesday, and it's going to the floor. But longer term, there is more work to do. Wood's comments reflect the contemporary mistrust of journalism as an institution, of how reporters do their job and with what intent. Besides mistrust, there are also parties who are hostile to independent reporting, and that's an obstacle all on its own. All I can say is that reader feedback has often helped me improve and learn more. It's also given me an opportunity to talk transparently about what we do and how we do it. I'm happy to demystify what we're up to. After all, we aren't just news scribblers, we're also citizens. With the weekly Desert Sage Commentary, I'm Algernon Damassa.